Keep the Bag podcast. Each week, the USA-UK combination of Nigel Wright and Louis Out Loud provide copywriting and audio solutions that tear down marketing myths and demonstrate how to deliver value without bells and whistles.
I wanted to talk about today is something that keeps coming up, which is finding the right circle. So many of you have had conversations with me, comments and what have you, that talked about, I don't like the people that I'm around. And I felt an obligation to share just what it is I've used and what I've found helpful over decades to arrive at the place where I am, where I feel like, I don't feel it'll ever be perfect, but I feel like I have a good process for attaining the right circle. So here goes. I'm going to keep this quick because I think some of these particular topics, particularly the last one, is a much deeper topic, and I want to expand on it for those who are genuinely interested. And it will literally be a request-only sort of thing, because if you're not interested, then what's the point, right? Okay, so here goes. One of the first things you want to think about in terms of, and I think this applies for everybody in terms of your circle, is look for someone who starts everything with gratitude. I feel quite honestly that if we do not start with gratitude, we've already failed. Literally, we've already failed. And I'm not talking about just arbitrarily saying, oh, I'm going to see the bright side of everything, half full, half empty. No. If you are alive, you have opportunity. That simple. There's like nothing else. I remember one person said it best. He was like, I said, how you doing? He goes, every day on the right side of the dirt is a good day. And, you know, there is something to that. Now, obviously, if you have a life that you know, that's really, really hard, waking up may be that much more difficult. But by and large, you start with gratitude. So that's the first thing. And look for that in people, because that always gives you a leg up on everybody else. It's kind of like waking up early or being up at 4 a.m. All right. So the next thing is, this is more, I'm going to give you a description of it. So you ever meet, you know, people are riding for you when they can say things like this. You know who's really good at that? So-and-so. I may give this person a hard time, but when I need XYZ, I go to this person. They're the people that you need in your circle. Because regardless of what it is they project, they're always listening. They always know. And I can't stress this enough. Each and every one of us has our own unique promise of value. It's our birthright. We were born with it. And as far as I'm concerned, we have an obligation to the world to make sure we get that gift out, which is why you hear me say things like Done Beats Perfect, Paper Bag Publishing on my Right Voice channel. So definitely keep that in mind. You want those folks who can, you know, bring that sentiment out in you. Now, this is the third one, and this is going to run a little bit over the 5 minutes I originally planned, but so be it. So here's the thing, vulnerability. And this came up this morning, actually, because of a post that I saw from Gary Vee. He was talking to someone, and the person just laid out how it is they felt. And interestingly enough, the person started it with exactly what I started with. Gratitude first. Oh, it's so great to be on the call with you. I'm having a moment, because they already recognized the fact that Gary was going to bring them a particular amount of value, which made them more interested, more engaged, more focused on the conversation at hand, more interested in sharing, more being vulnerable. Now, this person went on to say, this young lady who was, I call the Renaissance woman. I don't know what her name is. I'm hoping that my comment stimulates her reaching out, because it would be great to connect. But she just talked about the fact that she wanted to do so many different things, and she did do a bunch of things. She was a speech pathologist. She was a photographer. She was a Pilates instructor. Just a ton of different things that she did, all of which had value on some level. But she talked about wanting to be an expert. But the fact of the matter is, she shared being vulnerable about not being an expert about something. And that only happens with someone who wants to listen to you, someone who's interested in what it is you have to say, someone you feel safe with and feel like you can be vulnerable with. A lot of times what we do is we do that with strangers because people feel like that's a thing. Well, I don't care about what this person thinks, so it doesn't matter. I'm just going to say it. What's the big deal? Kind of thing. But they won't say it with the person that they actually care about or love or say they, however that works out. But it doesn't translate into a logical way of being. The more transparent, the more vulnerable, the more safe we feel with someone to feel those things, the more valuable that relationship is going to be, and the more those are the right people to be in our circle, provided that they're good people, obviously. Because here comes the disclaimer at the end, and again, I will expand on this at a later time. Be careful with being vulnerable. That's why it's not so such an easy thing to arrive. So this is the announcement for all you manipulators out there. You know, stop being a douchebag. You know when people are feeling you or interested in you. Don't take that and twist it and perverse it, because you're going to hurt people. You already know this. It's going to happen. And for the opportunists out there, the ones who, I don't care about anything, as long as I get mine, doesn't matter. Yeah, that's not going to help. Stop paying it forward. Because chances are, if you're doing that, is because you genuinely believe that that this is just the way of the world. It's a given up mentality. And all it's doing is robbing you of the opportunity to find other people, and they are out there, that don't feel this way. So what you're doing is, and I say this often, you're taking the broken heart you have, looking at the jagged edges, and then going to poke innocent people with it and leave them bleeding, paying that pain forward. So that's not a helpful tact either. And finally, you know, don't fake it till you make it. Don't pretend to be vulnerable with somebody because you think, well, it's good enough, I'll get something out of it. Because again, you're robbing yourself of the opportunity of finding the people that really belong in your circle, and giving that person that you're faking it with a full sense of hope and, you know, just a bad experience. So seek the people who will give you these feelings. I hope this added some value to you. It was certainly helped clarify it for me. So thanks to Gary V and the Renaissance Woman and all of you who've given me such great feedback on my Right Thoughts at 4 a.m. Again, if you would share with me why you think that's a thing, leave me a voicemail, leave me a comment. That would be so helpful. I would be so grateful to that. So in closing, I will say, I am Nigel Wright. I would love to know what you think. Be well. Be safe, be seen, be heard, be successful. The right voice is everything. Take care. Thanks for listening.
Paper Bag Podcast. No frills, no fuss, no ego. Zero vanity, true value. The Done Beats Perfect marketing channel.